Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer. Today on The Impactful Engineer, I am here with my brother Jake for an authentic conversation around engineering and personal development. Our goal is to create an environment for career excellence targeted toward engineering professionals. We believe that being open about what we've learned in our own careers will benefit others in their unique journey of engineering. Ultimately, we want people to have fulfilled careers and be inspired to become the best versions of themselves.
What's up, Steve?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
It reminds me of that.
I can't believe you got through that. I'm up here.
Oh, I know. I'm immune to your shenanigans.
You are a pro. All right. This podcast has a few episode types. So the first one, like the one we're doing right now, is going to be Steve and I presenting a topic. We introduce the why and the how around the topic, give some tips to the conversation to get it going and inspire some action by you guys. Usually this will be based on something you can deploy in your daily career. Today, it'll be a little bit different. We'll tell you why when we get into that. Often, the content includes a mindset shift that we invite you to consider moving forward.
And it has been a while, but we do have another episode format that is just a solo episode with just either Jake or myself. And it'll be a quick episode that is really short, down to the point, like 10 minutes or so, or so is stressed, where one of us will have an idea and on what we want to share with the audience. And this is typically a mindset, a strategy, a tactic around making yourself and others around you increase their potential in their career. It's going to be somewhat of a lecture. And Jake has promised to get cranking on those.
Can I do them while I'm driving?
Sure.
I think that's a good idea. Let's do it. All right. And about once a month, we will bring on a guest that has an expertise in a particular field, so that they can share their perspective, mindset, strategies, and actionable tips based around their area of genius. So the overall goal being to provide exposure to multiple thought processes and views in areas that will help you succeed. Because believe it or not, Steve and I can't do it all. We think we can, but we cannot. These episodes are a lot of fun. They're packed with useful and thought-provoking information.
And back to what Jake said a bit earlier, this episode will be a little bit different because we finally have some questions. I know, it's awesome. So, as a reminder, we do look forward to any questions that you send in to our email at questions@impactfulengineer.com, or you can go to impactfulengineer.com on the website and sign up for our newsletter and submit a question there. And that is where this one came from. So the question comes from Chris, and he says, how can I use automation to make myself more efficient at work? Stuff like macros or using AI. These kind of tools could lessen the amount of work I do on a daily basis. So I want to focus on AI in particular, because I think this is a touchy topic in the world, all across the world, right? Not just the world of engineering, because there is a bit of a morality issue that people like to argue, whether or not it takes jobs or if it's, not someone's true work, et cetera, et cetera. But regardless of your perspective on that, the can has been opened. And so it is here. And if you do not accept it, at least in a limited capacity, you're not going to be set up for success, right? You're going to be left behind by those that do. And so, Jake,
at least severely limited, right?
Yes. Yeah. So in your opinion, Where do you stand, and how can Chris utilize AI in his daily operations?
That's a really good question. We're in the infancy of it, right? And back to what you were saying earlier, though, real quick, I love these kind of topics because they are kind of polarizing in the beginning.
Absolutely.
There's going to be people that are just on one side, and there's going to be people on the other side, and we get to talk about it. That's kind of cool. Fast forward 10 years from now, and it's going to be more even and less divisive, and we'll be just living with it like we do with the internet and social media and all that stuff. But right now, it's nice and fun to talk about. So that's kind of cool. So I too would like to focus on AI. Sorry, Chris, we're just going to talk about AI. It was literally three words from your question, but that's what we're going to do. But it ties into the rest. So in my mind, like I was alluding to earlier, it's just the same shit as you know, the information superhighway, right? As it used to be called, the World Wide Web, right? People were very much draw a line and were on one side or not, or on the other. I've heard a lot about it. I mean, lived through it, right? So I've seen that change for what it is now today. And yeah, it brings challenges, but it's what's here. And everything's really placed on the internet. Your entire business, how you communicate, marketing, all that, it ends up on the internet, the backbone, the infrastructure that's there. So irrespective how you feel about AI, like Steve was talking about, here it's going to play a role. So let's talk about it. How I see AI playing a role in engineering. And it's interesting because my company we just had an hour and a half learning session from someone who is quote unquote an expert on AI. You can't really be an expert on it, but that's their world and they dive into it and they try to convey to us what the important things to consider are. So we spent 90 minutes talking to this person about it. This person, of course, was super hyped around AI, but did inject some cautions, did inject some frameworks of mind that you would want to be in instead of just embrace and never look back. You should be looking at things like, you know, am I infringing on the non-disclosure agreements with my clients if I don't have a corporate paid for version? Even if you do, I know there's a separation right now between a high paid subscription service that has that, where Microsoft or whoever else is providing it says, we do not put this information you give us into our servers, the internet, we don't hold on to it. Public AI is different, right? So just be careful about that. Don't give any trade secrets or other information that's going to make you violate some sort of clause that you have with your clients. So that's like the big one that I like to put out there right away. But other than that, let's use the damn thing and it's going to be cool. So I see AI augmenting what I do every single day, both as an engineer and someone who's running a podcast and someone who uses social media a lot, because that's the smart thing to do, in my opinion. But AI augments what I do really well. I'll focus on engineering today. And I think where I get the most benefit out of it, we all have elements of research in our job. And speaking to an AI companion or just using the free version of, like, say, ChatGPT, like 3.5 or something, you can collect a lot of data and a lot of thoughts around research items, bullet list those out, do comparisons, create tables. They can create tables quickly for you. It's the information being presented to me in a way that springboards me or shortcuts me to my end goal of collecting information and making a decision based on the information. So I'm doing all the decision making, but AI is collecting the info faster than I ever could. So that's one way it helps me. Another way so that's the main way that I use it in my engineering day to day. What I have heard from our meeting that I had within my company is that other people, such as the people in the accounting department, or the finance department, have been using it to quickly write custom macros for themselves to create reports that they want to see generated, to draw up information in an organized fashion so that they can see it in a different way. And typically writing a custom macro, you know, takes a little bit of time, but you can speak that into an AI companion and it just does it, right? And you have to get good at prompting it. It's one thing I'll say. So Chris, you don't shy away from AI just because the first thing you ask it to do, it turns around something shitty. It doesn't mean that AI is particularly bad at that. It means that you don't have the skill to get out of AI what you want. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't just automatically have the skill. You never used it before, right? So
yeah, I do want to touch on that. It's about how you ask the right questions. And then being able to ask the right questions can train you in other areas of engineering, right? When you're in brainstorms or if you're on one-on-one meetings of how to ask the right questions with the people that you work with. So if you learn how to be very specific in asking the right questions with AI and you start consistently getting great results with that, you can apply that same skill set to interpersonal communication questions, right? So you'll trying to get to a root cause of a problem in an engineering discussion. You're trying to solve a problem that's a relationship challenge, right? So I think the ability to ask the right questions with AI is going to elevate your ability to ask the right questions everywhere else as well.
That's awesome. It, translatable skill set, you know? Look at using AI as, well, first of all, you're going to get ahead of the curve. You're going to use it in its limited capacity right now that's available to you. It's being used in very big, mind-bending ways for bad and for good right now that you do not have access to. But if you can use it for what you have access to right now to your advantage, you should be doing that because it's going to become a regular way of doing business in the future. It just is. All right. It's just like when I think I was listening to Gary Vaynerchuk and he was like talking about this, and it's just like the example he gave was he's in his dad's wine business and he says, oh, we're going to use this thing called the internet to do sales, to do marketing, to do all sorts of things that are going to up our revenues, and it's going to make it easier for us to reach people and get the eyeballs that we need to make these sales. And every single person was like, no. Or, you know, whatever the story was, right? Lots of resistance. But look at where we are now. We pay for convenience. We shop online. We have things delivered to our home the same day. He was way ahead of the curve. Don't do that to yourself with this AI thing. It's not going away, right? I'm going to hammer that throughout the episode probably. So I apologize for that. I just really want people to consider it like, hey, it should be a business strategy of your company. It should include AI. Discussions around it, how we're going to use it, where do we deploy it, how do we train our people to use it. It's got to, instead of just burying your head in the sand and letting it do what it's going to do and go, oh, I just, you know, I'm hoping that it'll just all level out and we'll still be able to compete. Well, it's like, no, in a major capacity, you won't. Can you get away with without it? I'm sure there's people that don't use any sort of social media funneling at all in their business and they do just fine. That's great. Right. But you're not going to be able to compete at the level that the others are if they do. Right. So just know that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, some transparency is when AI first came out, I was someone who was asking, you know, that question of, you know, it's not whether or not we can, it's whether we should. And I was resistant to it at first. But coming to the realization that it's not going away, you know, I don't want to be left behind. And so I will adopt it in a moral fashion, right? And use it for cutting out the mundane task. You know, I'm not going to use it to do things like trick people and thinking someone I'm not, or any of those kind of, you know, more nefarious ways to utilize AI. But great application is, and we use it both for the podcast as, and we can also use it in our engineering careers, is meeting minutes or taking notes off of conversations, right? Being able to take an hour-long conversation and compile it into two paragraphs so we can concisely communicate what was discussed. And, you know, so that's another way you can utilize AI to shorten your workload and be able to convey what was discussed to other people.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it back, Steve. I was getting out there for Chris, you know, so good job. Practical things you can introduce right away. I mean, Microsoft Copilot with your Teams communication software, you can do all sorts of stuff. There's third-party ones that you can use. They can listen in, take the transcript, and you tell it what to do with it when you're done with your meeting. So in my industry, it's like, hey, we have a OAC meeting, an owner, architect, contractor meeting, and we're going through the job and talking about submittals and the status of this and that change order and everything, and the contractors disperse meeting minutes, right? Somebody's got to do that every single time. Well, the AI can listen in, right? And organize the meeting minutes exactly the way you want them to. You can upload your own template. You can prompt engineer your way into immediately getting a draft of those meeting minutes started. And then a human, of course, goes through and reads every bit of it and corrects mistakes, informs it, and then sends it out. But the initial having to input the data, like, man, that's going to save you a lot of time over thousands of operations, right? So
yeah, I think a big thing it's going to really help is writer's block. You know, how many times in school, right, you had to approach a big written project, right? And you're just sitting there trying to think of the first sentence and you're like a half an hour going, nope, that sucks. Nope, that sucks. Nope, that sucks. And then you got to keep going through that for the whole document. Where with AI, you can extrapolate the framework of what you want to write about. And then you go back through and it's already there as far as the structure and, you know, the organization of the topics. And you can go line by line, rewrite it with your own personality and your own words, but it's already there to prompt you in the right direction, right? So it's going to save you a massive amount of time and overcome those hurdles of like writer's block.
Yeah, man. It's going to help in so many ways, just like that. And people against the deployment of AI are always going to say the like the calculator thing, you know, it's like, hey, I'm not going to ever use a calculator because you should just know how to do it by hand. And it's like, you know how many times I've heard that? It's like, dude, we know how to do math. The calculator shortcuts extreme for us and saves us so much time. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, if you were taught right and how to outline a paper and create your outline and do a draft, and then, you know, of course there's techniques to do it without AI. We've been doing it for a long time, but now AI can do that for us.
Yeah. And it's right? still important. So, it's still important to learn how to do things correctly, because then how are you going to correct mistakes when you have an incorrect prompt in AI and it spits out something that is not in the right format, or, you know, the not giving the right structure in an essay or whatever. So you still need to understand and learn how to do it, just like you need to learn and understand calculus, right? Because you're not going to be able to go back through and check if your calculator is right if you don't understand the concepts behind it. So you right. still learn how to do things, but then now you have a tool to be able to shortcut the monotonous process of it so you can move on to the next thing.
Yep. And it's going to be, so back to what you can do in your daily engineering world, things like field reports, meeting minutes, proposals, contract development, agreements that need to be reviewed. You can do all that stuff with AI if you're good at prompting it, and it'll only get better. So get your feet wet now and start practicing. So when the better thing comes along, you're ready to use the better thing instead of having to learn it all over, you know, right that minute. Do you know what industry Chris is in? Is it manufacturing? Is it MEP? Is it test? What is it?
I believe it's product development, like I am.
Product development.
Yeah.
So in a product development world, is there a... that we haven't discussed. Is there something that they could do right now that would help them in their daily work? Think back when you, well, I don't know what position this person is, but think back when you were not a manager and when you're an IC and you're just like grinding. Is there anything there?
I mean, email writing is going to be a big one. We already talked about meeting minutes. That's an important one. I've heard, and I haven't used, but I've heard that there's beginning development of AI tools with CAD and drawing software. Mm-hmm. But, so I think once those are refined, that's going to be very invaluable, right? Because you can say, hey, you know, annotate this drawing only listing key dimensions and using the, you know, such and such standard, and it'll spit out that drawing for you, right? If it's like integrated in a specific CAD package like SolidWorks, say, you'll get that drawing mostly complete, and then you can go in, change a couple things, add some tolerances, and then you'll be mostly done, right? So I think that's going to be a tool that's, if it's not already out, it will be out soon, because I haven't used it myself, but I've heard about it. So that could be another application for a product design type of role.
Yeah, I'd say if you're in any of the Microsoft suite, get Copilot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn how that's going to shortcut you. If you're using a lot of Excel, like definitely get it and start playing around with that. That's gonna save you some time. Here's one thing we can do, because if knowing nothing else, we can advise Chris on him reflecting on what they could do, what they could use AI for. So I know he posed the question to us, but start asking questions yourself. What are the most mundane, repeatable, and mindless things that I can do with AI that I have to do every day anyway, right? Start thinking about that. What processing tasks do I have to do that can use the support of an AI copilot?
Yeah. And maybe focus on the things that take you the most time with the least amount of high-level thinking, right? Is it putting together a massive data table? Is it writing the same email to 100 different suppliers? You know, just a random example. But mm-hmm. What is the thing that takes the most amount of time with the least amount of human thought that has to go into it, like data entry? And start there, you know, and play around with it. It's gonna take you a little longer to be efficient with it because of the learning curve. But once you pass that initial learning curve, it's going to start truncating that time drastically.
Yeah. And if you're having a hard time getting over the hump and you've made it this far in the episode, you're still thinking that you might use it. You're not one of those people that just hates it and has already signed off. So think of it this way too. The more that you can figure out how to offload from yourself, which usually ends up as a delegation to somebody else, is now going to free them up as well to learn and be taught more important shit than what you need to delegate off because you're too highly paid to do what you need to do, this processing task. So you go look for someone who's not, usually like an intern or someone that's just been hired, whatever lower rank, you know, in the pay structure, to offload certain tasks. Well, now you're offloading certain tasks to people lower in the organization that need to be done, but aren't exactly the highest value things to be learning. It's just something they need to trudge through because they need to pay their dues, quote unquote, you know, and support all the engineers, which is great. I understand that. But now think about what you're going to be able to do and how it affects like growth and scaling the business when you can spend time delegating and teaching those same people super high value tasks, right? That AI is taking the brunt of all the crap, right? And by the way, you're teaching those people how to use the AI to do the crap shit. Crap shit. That's so funny. To do the crap tasks, all right? I ain't cutting that out, Steve.
Nope, it's there.
It's there, for better or worse. So then you're integrating AI into your training structure, right? Which is going to be key, I think. If I was running my own company, we would definitely be exploring AI and using it and going with technology as it comes, which is, it's growing faster than any other thing ever in the history of ever. Okay. I mean, look it up. It's like just like market size, the acceleration, the first million, the first billion, it's faster than anything ever in the history of ever. So yeah, it's growing really fast. Some of that's hype. It'll come back down. It'll oscillate, you know, and level out. But I really don't know where I was going, Steve, and you can, you know, bring me in whenever you want to.
I think it's not going to go anywhere. It's growing fast and you need to get up to speed with it and be proficient. Doesn't mean you have to be a master. Doesn't mean you have to use it for every single task in your job, but to be able to utilize it to make you more efficient and competitive in your employee marketplace is where you need to be with it. So
nice. I'll say one last thing, Steve, before yep. You get to whatever you're going to get to. I love interrupting you.
Of course. That's what brothers are for.
That's right. Right. Now shut up. The most important part. All right. It'll take a lot of effort to get AI integrated and learn how to use it properly, but the payoff will be significant. Don't allow the roadblocks or perceived failures up front keep you from learning the systems that will eventually be the game changer for you, your company, a sector of your company, whatever. Get out of your own way.
Yep. And so back to Chris's question is, you know, how can he use it, right? We've covered meeting minutes, data entry, emails, reports, et cetera, et cetera. One last thing I will add to that I thought about earlier is, you know, if you're making presentations, a lot of times you need graphics, right, to explain things. You can easily use an image generator to request a certain graphic, and it'll take less than a minute to create when you would have to spend a ton of time in either Paint or Photoshop to put that together. So you can create that, and it's not, you're not stealing an image anywhere. You're just generating something a lot faster than you would if you're just manually moving your mouse, clicking tools. So that's another quick way to utilize it in the day-to-day.
Yeah, and that's Bing. I think Bing uses like DALL-E 3 pretty good. And I think it's free. If you check out Bing's image generator, Midjourney is a good one, except Midjourney is only usable in Discord for some reason. So you have to download Discord, set up a username, and then you got to pay for enhanced like image generating in the queue, or else it'll take forever. It's like $10 a month
then you can use Midjourney. Midjourney so far for me has been the best. It doesn't have those little erroneous fingers, or Steve, we've had some where we have, you know, people in a car and they're on top of each other, or like outside the thing, outside the door, just kind of floating, you know, extra appendages and all these. So it does a pretty good job there. But yeah, generating graphics for a presentation, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Good one.
Anything else before we start wrapping this one up?
Just use it. You know, Chris, you'll find ways to up your game and get things done faster. And I would, you know, just naturally as you work and you gain experience, I don't know what level you're at, but you know, you probably know that that's going to happen just by itself without AI. Start playing with AI and see how it can help you. I hope we've convinced you to at least take a look at it and let us know what successes or failures that, you know, you get using it in your journey. Let us know. And always ask people around that can help you. I'm sure there's people out there that are in your company that are willing to talk about AI and things that aren't related to AI to help you improve your processes. So I hope it helped. It was a great question. I saw the AI in there. And I'm like, oh, I got all excited and I want to talk about it. So I love that. I love that we prompted an episode out of the community asking a question.
Yeah. So yeah, we actually were going to record an episode on a different topic and this trumped it. So we do thank you for sending that question in, and we encourage any other listeners to please send us questions, because this is really fun for us and we know it will directly help someone that is listening to the show. So thanks again for sending that question in, and until next time, thanks for listening.